This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Our Matrix server is about as free as internet chat can be. Join the existing rooms or create your own at chat.freetalklive.com.
To declare your independence on the Free Talk Live Network.
It's time for Declare Your Independence with Ernest Hancock.
Believe me when I say we have a difficult time ahead of us. But if we are to be prepared for it, we must first shed our fear of it. I stand here without fear because I remember that I am here not because of the path that lies before me, but because of the path that lies behind me. I remember that for 100 years we have fought these machines. And after a century of war, I remember that which matters most. We are still here! Let us make them remember. We are not afraid!
Of the ear to ear and declare your independence on the Free Talk Live Network on Genesis. We're continuing our conversation that was just done, recorded on November 16th, this last Thursday, with Dr. Frank Tamburi, the Trump Report, that we've been doing for, God, over 8 years. And there is a lot to be gleaned from our conversation on the culture aspect of what's happening worldwide. We continue. It's the power. You see the power to make these kinds of changes. I guarantee the money goes there to control the power. Okay? It's just the way government works. It's the way collectivism works. Centralization of power works. This is so expected. FDA, CDC, WHO, the pharma, big bombs for big, you know, military-industrial complex, big information, big tech of surveillance of whatever the crap. Oh, they have, it's called AI pen. This is, it's a comm badge, okay? You wear it just like a comm badge on Star Trek.
Oh, jeez.
And you interface with it. It has cameras, microphones. You are a walking surveillance camera. And you have that thing on. It flashes when it's on. So for transparency and private, oh, shut up, you know? So it's interfacing with who? OpenAI, Google, Microsoft, you know, all the big tech people, and brought to you by T-Mobile, okay? So this badge, we put it up yesterday, or day before, I can't remember. But just look for AI pin, P-I-N. You know, it's a pin that you put on. Mm-hmm. It's a comm badge. And it's you have interface with ChatGPT-473, whichever one winds up being. You go up and you say, hey, you know, I wanted, you know, you tap it just like you do a comm badge. You tap it, go, I want to know this about that and where, and, oh, you know, what was that gate code that my friend, what you call it, gave me, you know, in a text message, you know, whenever? And they go through all your social media, all your texts, all your email, all your pictures, everything to get you the information that anything that you ever digitized on yourself. Everything. In addition to the whole internet. So this is, and then you Neuralink that into that, and you're screwed. Hell, you don't even need the
Bible. I could even see, I know a lot of people follow the Bible. I mean, it's another iteration of the mark of the beast, because once this thing, of course, is tied into your digital wallet, and then you're going to need it for passcodes or to go to the airport, your comm badge, everything's going to be centralized. I mean, at what point? Why? Where is your comm badge, Ernie? Ernie, you're not properly dressed. Where is your comm badge? Everyone walking around with
right.
In their little thing. How far away is that?
Oh, no, this is so, it was so creepy, because the two people that did it, it was probably, late 40s, 50-year-old black man, and then probably about a 40-year-old blonde woman, and they were the ones doing the presentation. And it was so, I thought they were AI themselves. You know, they were like, and you do this. oh, I want that. We're so excited, you know. Everybody getting and jump up and down, you know. So I just like, wow.
It's the same mentality of the people that were designing the dinosaurs in Jurassic Park. Well, you just splice this gene and put the frog in there, and you know, it's just
right.
That's all Neil deGrasse Tyson. Yeah, okay.
So this was, and it was a good 10, 12 minute presentation, and my jaw was dropping like every 10 seconds. I was like,
How did you keep your mouth shut that whole time?
Man, holy crap. Now, to the point I was drooling, I was like, what the crap? It's called AI Pen. Go watch the demo. Scare the living crap.
Yeah, I will.
You know, I'd put some of it up here if I had the audio.
Put that on Freedom's Phoenix. Put it on Freedom's Phoenix.
It was.
Oh, it was. All right.
That was top story like a day or two ago. I watched that. Like, what the crap is this?
Check it out.
AI Pen. Here, I'll show everybody. Go like this. I go up here in the search and I go AI Pen. Humane launches. Yeah, they call it HUMANE. Human. It's humane. Yeah, we're humane. So. Humane launches new pen, San Francisco, of course, you know, that they just cleaned up for President Xi coming, by the way. All right, let's see. Today, Humane Inc. fully unveils AI Pen, the first wearable device and software platform built to harness the full power of artificial intelligence. AI Pen marks a new beginning for personal computer consumer technology, offering users the ability to take AI with them everywhere in an entirely new conversational and screenless form factor. AI Pen will be available to order in the U.S. November 16th, starting at $699 for the complete system, and it's like $24.99, $25 a month if a T-Mobile, and boom, you're in. You're done. It's ready. And I'm going, what the crap? Now, the screen, you know, I want to know what, I don't have to hear it. It has a laser on the front of it. You hold up your palm, and it projects the image of time and temperature and weather and message, all that stuff, on your hand. Okay? To change channel, you, like, close your hand, tap your fingers, whatever. I'm like, woo! Star Trek
Wednesday! That is cool. And you have to understand, too, I think they had to go back. It's kind of like when they jumped to New Coke. You know, Coke to New Coke, and they pushed it too fast. You got to pull back. I think, you know, the system was saying, oh, well, we can do, like the embedded technology. Remember, people were, some of these idiots were first in line to have little chips put in their body. You know, so that way they could, you know, they can go through the security door a little bit quicker.
Yeah.
And that kind of backfired because America hasn't been that brainwashed yet.
No, then, but that was all conditioning for this.
Then they have Google Glass with the glasses, and that was a bomb. So it's almost like they're trying to find a way to get us to the Borg, but it was just they were jumping a little too fast. And this little badge of Apple Watch is another one, so they're kind of segueing. So this is kind of a cool little intermediary.
It's like putting an Apple Watch on your lapel. That's what it is.
Exactly. Yeah, exactly.
You know, it's
just one step closer.
It has a lot of cool stuff, and these are the guys that did it. You know, this is a couple that, you know, they, you know, demoed it, and they had the freaking spontaneity and charisma of a loaf of bread. You know, but the thing that they did is they worked at design or engineering for Apple. So they went from Apple to this. So they're Apple people. Which, you know, could be offshoot of they, them, those Apple version.
It sounds like what an Apple product would it be if Steve Jobs is still around. I mean,
right. This is something that you would expect Steve Jobs to be pimping from the whatever. It's a combination of iPhone, iPad, everything, you know, in your, you know, blazing a laser in your eye from your friend across the table, you know. So this is
called the iKirk. Right out of Star Trek, iKirk.
Yeah! Oh, see, now you're thinking. You know, so this is, it's a pen, and then it transmits, you know, your text. It's like you're reading your phone, you're holding your hand up with your phone anyway, you might as well just have it go on your hand.
Right.
Your screen is your hand.
Right,
you know, this is, yeah. Oh, man, I tell you, it's a thing. It's a thing.
But it's so convenient, Ernie. All right, what else you got? I want to just jump back a little bit with this, but go ahead. Anything else about how the world is getting better? Yeah.
No. The here, well, let me go through this one. One of the big things that a lot of people aren't seeing is that the U.S. government doing their treasury bills and bonds and debt, you know, and getting trying to China to buy up more, and while they're selling everything, they put nobody will buy them, and then the Fed just prints more money and just puts it on their balance sheet of whatever. You know, it's man, this is a good deal if you can get it. You're a company that prints paper that you give to, you know, the U.S. government. Here's some money that we just printed for you, and you get 6% for doing it. And I'm like, wow, that's a good gig if you can get it, you know? And I'm damn. And, you know, who's going to be on your side to keep doing that gig? The Israel lobby. Why? Because then they get a bunch of it, too. You know, I'm telling you, it is all geared against the future citizens, residents, people of America and the planet. I mean, this is amazing. You know, and then there's always Karen Kotowski always has a really good article about, you know, the government cowards, a government of cowards, and she, you know, articulates that well. All right. Then we have Z coming here. And who's going to go? Oh, Elon Musk is going to go show and press some flesh and, you know, be all buds and everything. We'll see what happens there. Seamus Brewer's Controligarchs reveals Bill Gates' hidden agenda as he buys up U.S. farmland. You know, to do what? You know, to sell you crickets. You know, to control. This is all about control. Control, control, at every level of control. And where they can't entice you to do it, they're going to mandate make you. You're going to start seeing mandate, 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 mandate of everything. Bill Gates is spending money on huge swaths of land, threatening farms and investing in fake meats under the guise of saving the planet, while actually inflating net worth and trying to seize monopoly on a vegan future. Okay? So some guy wrote a book. New York's Hunger Games.
You know, wait. Hey, Ernie. So I just want to share, this is a little tangential, but I had a patient the other day. I try to keep this somewhat general, but you know, I hear a lot from my patients, and you know, God bless my guys. I mean, they're all older guys. You know, they tend to have some money. A lot of them are CEOs. So you know, I get to, you know, hear very interesting stories and creative people. This gentleman was under a lot of stress. And the stress is he's losing his company. His company was handed down a couple generations, and his kids, I guess, are not able to do this because of all the government regulation problems. So this company is, they make boxes. I'll try and keep it generic, but, you know, they make cardboard boxes. You know, they kind of use, they have to get cardboard, and then they formulate it, and they sell it to different places. And there's like a bunch of companies out there, but they're getting fewer and fewer. And he said the stress is that all the regulations over all the trees, all the green energy stuff. So of course they put all these different regs. And they said during the quarantine there was an abundance for the first time. And then afterwards, now all of a sudden there's not enough. And now they're giving you quotas. And of course they're only giving the full orders to the larger companies, and all the smaller companies, they basically have to just get the leftovers and whatever that they want to give them. And these companies that are deciding, you know, companies that for a long time have controlled this distribution of where this wood goes, again, coming from all the green energy.
So
now all of a sudden these smaller mom and pop companies, they now are saying, well, you know what? This month we can only get you 80% of what your normal order is. And next time maybe it's 60%. Next time, oh, we're doing a little better. We'll get you 90%. The problem is, how do you keep a company going and fulfill the orders that you're having contracts with if your supplier just kind of randomly, oh, well, this time and this time they keep changing it up, while at the same time, this time it's only 80%. But you know what? They are nice, because when they say we can only give you, you know, 80% of what your normal order is, but you know what comes along with the 80% order? Another another request to buy their company. So they're constantly being right at the same time, and you try to fight it, but like the handwriting's on the wall. What do? And now the problem is, and this is what's going on. It's going to happen with real estate as well. Just real quick, I've said on your show 6 years ago, I predicted. I haven't heard even Peter Schiffmann talk about it. But it's coming out right now. It's amazing. They're calling it the silver rush, which is what I said on your show. I'm waiting for when all the baby boomers that bought all their homes in 2008 and what have you, and they thought it would be an ATM machine, when all these older people, all at once, the baby boomers, have to dump their homes at the same time because the homes, you know, did not inflate as much as they thought. They thought they would outrun it and it would go up in time.
Interest rates went up, or inflation, they can't afford it, you know.
Right, they can't afford it. And to keep in mind, they're older. They're having health issues. They can't climb up and down the steps the way that they used to. They can't do the backyard with the grass. And so a lot of them thought they would outlast the economy until it turned around and the house to go back up in value, and then they can sell and have their retirement money. Well, they're not having the retirement money because it's like the house is maybe broke even and they can't even stay in the house. But now all these homes at once are going to start getting dumped at the same time. I've said that on your show a long time ago, and now my wife said she heard some podcaster actually start referencing it. They're calling it the silver rush because all the silver hairs all start selling their homes. But what goes on, though, it's a little bit like white flight, right? Where, you know, that's, you know, unfortunate. The black person's first family moves in the neighborhood. You know, everyone's trying to be polite. But if people get nervous about it, you know, the first family that leaves tries to leave and get the highest price for the house. Because if you're the last one holding the bag, then your house loses the most value. So therefore, it's sort of like everyone's like watching each other to see who's going to flinch first. And then you see the rush, right? Well, anyway, that's what's going on now with these companies. And this gentleman was telling me the same thing, that, you know, all the people in his business are trying to hold on to the companies, but they can see the handwriting on the wall with all these restrictions and the green stuff. And a lot of it, depending on who's president next year, not that Ernie cares, they're trying to see, is this country really going to turn around, like have a, and I don't mean just because one person's president, all right, let's not get into that. It's just the people themselves. Is this change coming, whatever that entails, or are we just looking another 10, 20, 30 years of, quote, darkness as, you know, they, them, those takes over? And so a lot of this is these decisions on whether to sell is, for some of these people, is on the election. But the thing is that the first company that sells gets the highest amount for their company when they sell out to these conglomerates. And then everyone else gets diminishing returns. So it's kind of like this, you know, they're trying
a race to sell their business.
Look good, but it's a race to the bottom, right?
Now,
anyway, it's just what you're talking about.
Well, this is the business cycle. This is how it works. When they talk about the business cycle, this is what they're talking about. They have, you know, manipulation of interest rates and money and regulation and all that. You know, there's a cycle that they can glean from us, and the only way that you can bypass this whole freaking thing is to not play. It's like war games, you know, Matthew Broderick, you know, decades ago, where, you know, the supercomputer kind of went off on its own, wanting to launch missiles like it was playing a game, and it taught it tic-tac-toe so that it would realize that there is no win, you know? If you can play tic-tac-toe all day long and nobody wins unless somebody makes a mistake. But he goes, and the realization of the computer was what, Frank?
What's that? The computer?
Yeah, remember when it took tic-tac-toe and it learned you can't win? So with the nuclear war game?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, the name of the computer, I think it was not Jason. It was named after his kid.
I think that was his password or something. But what happened was, is the computer goes, all right, let's play some chess. Let's do something else that, you know, is a little bit more challenging. Because the realization of the computer, it stopped from launching its missiles because it goes, it's a no-win game. You can't
There's no way
win.
To win, right?
There's no way to win.
No-win scenario.
You know, so he's like, you know, so it's no fun anymore. I don't want to play. You know? And that's, you know, with seconds to go, dun-dun-dun.
Yeah, if you guys, you young as haven't seen it, the famous line at the beginning when the computer, after he gets bored of tic-tac-toe, it says, would you like to play a friendly game of global thermonuclear war?
Right.
Matthew Broderick, yeah, sure, that sounds fun.
And then he found out it was a real thing, and, you know, whatever. So, and you had a movie. All right, so let's go through a bunch of New York's Hunger Games governor is now collecting data from surveillance. What's going on is, and this is like it's news. You know, well, all the governments and everything, they're collecting data, you know, illegally surveilling and searching and getting all this data on Americans, but it's okay because they're getting it from Facebook. You know, they're getting it from big tech. They're getting it from private sources. They're getting it from third parties. They're getting it from other governments. You know, they're getting it from TikTok. I mean, you know, whatever the heck it is. And then you know, let's just put a comm badge on everybody to where they can hear and see everything and it's not in their pocket. We got to get that cell phone out of their pocket. If we get it out of their pocket, then we really know something. And you want to know how you, we know? I mean, we know Pokemon Go. Pokemon Go, when they did that, it was everybody going around their phone trying to capture what they had, their phone out of their pocket, looking, going, surveilling, and they would put these little ghosts in sensitive areas. You know, it's not like the Palo Verde nuclear power plant. They had to ban smartphones. The guys were going around chasing Pokemons in the reactor or something. You know, I'm like, really? 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 You know, so this is just everywhere, all kinds of manufacturing, you know, warehouses, but they've got people out there chasing freaking, you know, goblins. This is just so stupid. So, but what'd they learn? They get it out of your pocket. They can do a bunch of stuff. Boeing expands missile factory to support America's endless wars. All right, we're, you know, we got some more to deal with here. You know, we got to have a war so we can make a bunch of missiles. So we got Raytheon and a big missile. I don't know who they are now. They used to be Hughes Missile Systems, and I think they went Raytheon down in Tucson. We have friends that work down there and stuff. You know, even libertarians, you know, rocket scientists and stuff, and they're down there making machines. Death to somebody. You know, we got the thing for death to whoever this will, you want to kill. You know, so they're all these drones. They're just spending gazillions of dollars. This is just then. To avert a shutdown of government, the House passes a funding bill. Okay, we'll avert it one more time. Just this time. Normally I wouldn't do this, but since I just took over from McCarthy, we're going to do the same thing. So you put in Johnson, what's-his-face, and what do? They extend government again. You know, more same crap. You know, we'll fix it next time. You know, one more time into the breach. I shut up. So who doesn't want to shut down? Military machine, you know, pharma, Israeli lobby, you know. So they don't want to get Zelensky'd. They don't want, you know, kind of, oh, we can't do it anymore. We can't afford it. Zelensky's out. So what does Zelensky do? He sees the writing on the wall. So he gets, you know, yeah, we're on your side, Israel. Yeah, heck yeah. You know, we want.
Well, it's real simple. Zelensky should change religion, become Jewish. That'd be easier.
Boom.
And then you get the.
That's good, Ian did. All right, let's see. And then the consumer price index, you know, it's up, it's down, it's up, it's down. I don't believe a freaking thing these guys say. Don't care.
Propagandy, propagandy. If you want to fool the folks, it comes in handy. If you want to tell some lies, pull the wool over there.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com. And an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
USA News Update. The talk of impeaching President Biden is heating up on Capitol Hill.
House Speaker Mike Johnson believes he has enough votes to launch an impeachment inquiry into President Biden. Over the weekend, Johnson said the inquiry has become a necessary step. Republicans have indicated the House could vote to authorize the impeachment inquiry as early as this week. I'm Tim Berg.
Israel on Sunday said it killed a key Hamas commander responsible for the October 7th attacks that left hundreds of Israelis dead and scores of others abducted. This comes as Israel has vowed to free the remaining hostages still being held by Hamas and eliminate the militant group around the world, even if it takes years. Still a little bit of time to get that lotto ticket for Powerball tonight. It's worth $412 million. Good luck. This is USA News.
Let me tell you a story about Bill. Bill was a normal guy in his 50s. He had back surgery about 2 years ago. Bill was in a lot of pain. He dealt with his pain by taking the Percocets his doctor prescribed for him. Bill took more and more and more of them to help with the pain, until one day the prescriptions weren't enough to get rid of Bill's pain. Then one day Bill found someone to help him get rid of the pain with illegal drugs he didn't need a prescription for. Fast forward to today. Bill lost his job and his family. The only thing he does have is his drug dealer. If you know Bill's story and you don't want to end up like Bill, call the Detox and Treatment Helpline right now to get away and get treatment.
800-296-1327. 800-296-1327. 800-296-1327. Call right now. Help is standing by. 800-296-1327.
Tehebo Tea Club's original Pure Powdy Arco Super Tea helps build red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com, or call us at 818-984-6100, Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
We still do email. Drop your email address in the entry box at freetalklive.com, and you'll be kept in the loop with Free Talk Live.
It's the Ernest Hancock Show. Where we're going, there aren't any roads.
Uncovering the secrets and exposing the lies. That's what readers of FreedomsPhoenix.com get every day. Readers of FreedomsPhoenix.com are constantly provided the information that detail the real news between the lines of propaganda about government policies and the true relationship we all have with coercive governments. Learn the true condition of our economy, innovations and technological breakthroughs in energy, health, computer science, and space travel. Learn the truth well before it's admitted to in the lamestream media, the media that is so last century. Corporate media has evolved into nothing more than distributors of government propaganda. But we now have a fantastic alternative. FreedomsPhoenix.com provides constant news updates on the issues that affect our lives in the most important ways. Our liberty and our property are under constant attack, and FreedomsPhoenix.com provides an understanding behind the propaganda while encouraging the participation of our readers. Join us at FreedomsPhoenix.com. That's Freedoms with an S, Phoenix.com. FreedomsPhoenix.com, where the revolution between the ears is already mature. Welcome back to Declare Your Independence with me, Ernest Hancock, here on the Free Talk Live Network on Genesis. We're continuing our conversation with Dr. Frank Tamburi, The Trump Report, from November 16th, 2023, just a few days ago, and before Javier Milei won the presidency in Argentina as an anarcho-capitalist, an anarchist saying, nope, we don't need no government. We'll see where that's going. And a lot of the reasons why, we discuss. It's a cultural revolution going on around the world. Consumer price index, it's up, it's down, it's up, it's down. I don't believe a freaking thing these guys say. Don't care. Then you had this Ray Epps deal. Ray Epps is from here in Arizona. In fact, his home in Queen Creek or whatever, in East Valley, right when this was going on, or right after January 6th or whatever, we had gone to my son's wife's brother was getting, so what is that? brother-in-law twice removed or something. But anyway, so my son's wife's brother is getting married, and the wedding was at Ray Epps' home. Because he had like a wedding farm, like where we were up on at Sunburst Farms, our home up there. He had like a big, you know, home there, and it was set up for doing weddings. So he's making bank on that. Well, when they showed his home on 60 Minutes, whatever they were doing, my daughter Rhea recognized it. She goes, "That's where we had the wedding." And I go, "Oh yeah, oh that's so that's his okay, all right." So at least we knew where he lived, you know. I guess a lot of other people did too, so they moved in an RV. Or
well, yeah, I meant to ask you about that. I mean, it's funny; he's never come up on the show. I mean, I've never met him. I have no idea who the guy is except for, you know, seeing him on the news.
Ernie's been to his house,
but
GPS on his phone.
right. But the point is that since he's from Arizona, and definitely Freedom's Phoenix is kind of, you know, tied into a lot in the. Just the activist community. And there's different groups, mind you. But did you ever, aside from this wedding thing you're talking about, have you ever heard his name in any circles or about Freedom's Phoenix or anything?
No.
I've never even heard anything about
No. Yeah. But I remember when the January 6th thing, that, you know, Fed thing came out pretty early.
Right.
You know, that was, I'm like, yeah, that's, you know, I vote.
Yeah.
Because we have a game.
Probably why we have it.
You go to all these
anything,
festivals.
I mean, if he was, you'd think he would have poked his head around our area.
Right.
You know?
Well, he did. He was down at the state capitol. He was, you know, this Baked Alaska guy. He was surveilling. Whatever.
Yeah.
You know, the thing is that you're around long enough, you start to be able to play this game. Where a lot of the activists and everything, it's called spot the Fed. Okay? Who's the Fed? Now, hey, man, because we all know each other pretty well. You know, it'd be kind of hard to, you know, unless they got arrested and they want to turn them into an informant, whatever. But we're sitting around, and, you know, who you betting on? Oh, definitely that guy. So Ray Epps would win, hands down. I mean, you know, so it's spot the Fed. So now with a lot of pressure from what's her name? Was it Laura Logan or something? She's doing like a she just did a second part of a multi-part series on why Ray Epps isn't arrested. What's so special about Ray? So this is, you know, that'll finally come out someday, sometime. Don't care. Don't care. Doesn't matter. Don't care.
Then, you know what? Mel Gibson should do conspiracy theory part two. Add all these in.
That'd be awesome. That would be awesome. They definitely see. That's why Mel Gibson, Tom Cruise, and a lot of these guys they make their own movies just to get out, just to do it. You know,
yeah.
You know, Hollywood isn't going to, you know, subsidize Passion of the Christ. I mean, you know, that just ain't happen. Okay, so then we have. Nikki.
Wait. You know, I when I unleashed, I got a bunch of stuff, but since you just commented on that about Hollywood won't, I was at the movies the other day, seeing a Japanese import movie with my daughter, and we're walking out and looking at the movies, and it's funny because most of all the movies playing at the Harkins Theater now, you don't even recognize, you know, because the whole Hollywood system's dead. And there was one movie, and it's called something called Journey to Bethlehem, and it's clearly, you know, it's a religious movie coming out this time of year. And it was just playing in one theater, and I'm thinking, yeah, my wife and I were wondering the deal. We assumed it was Angel Studios or another one of these religious, you know, independent movies. Turns out it's not. It's actually Sony Pictures. Sony put out a full-on religious Bethlehem movie. And it looks like maybe mainstream is starting to. And this is kind of my theme when it's my turn here, about I feel like we're turning a corner in a much larger way, where if nothing else for money, look, superhero movies are not making money, they're all losing money.
Oh,
but
God,
Sound of Freedom and all these making money.
And Disney is going to do what? Disney has a movie, the only time they ever play it's a kids' family movie. They'll play it at 2 o'clock in the morning on the Disney Channel, literally, okay, called Johnny Rebel. It was about a 13, 14-year-old kid during the American Revolution and the role that he played and whatever. So this used to be, you know, like a 50s, 60s, something, you know, Disney, Johnny Rebel, Merca. Okay? Well, Disney's gonna come out with Johnny Rebel 2, Johnny Rebel 3D, Johnny Rebel. Do I trust them? Hell no! Because there's always some sub theme in there that's, yeah, but fear, uncertainty, and doubt in this thing. You know, do we really need a Second Amendment after the Red? It's always some BS. Now, so I don't trust any of these guys, and they'll go, it'll be Bethlehem Christ and the greatest super effects of Jesus.
I get it, but, you know, if they do it wrong, if they put in little messages, if all of a sudden Jesus or Joseph turns out he's like bisexual and he's got pronouns, if they start putting all that stuff in their movie,
eventually,
well, guess what? It will bomb.
Eventually.
And there's plenty of competition that will take over, which is what's happening.
But not after 5 years of building up credibility to be in the family where you can trust us now, and then, they screw you again. Okay? It cycles. Wherever the power is, wherever the eyeballs and ears are, wherever, and if they lose them, they'll build it back up. It'll be but not so light for a while until, you know, they bring in the drag queen again. I mean, you know, it's just, I don't trust them. Because you're right. They will operate what they perceive to be their self-interest, and man, we're losing money, we gotta make the money again, what's the formula for us to make money? And then they'll do it. And then once they got your eyeballs and ears, another generation of heroes, then they'll screw you.
Yeah, but Ernie, it doesn't, of all people, you should see the difference. It doesn't work anymore. It's been blown apart because of the internet. The fact that Candace Owens will get in all this, you don't need Fox News. You go to Daily Wire. And if Daily Wire is all of a sudden going to cancel you, then you can go to Tucker Show, which is where she's probably going to go. And if that doesn't work, you have your own stream like Megyn Kelly is. And the same thing with movies.
Russell Brand goes on about this a lot.
Iron Sky, as you said,
that's why I'm a supporter of that. And what did Russell Brand do? He's coming out the decentralization of information and the internet kind of, well, we're over here on Rumble. Well, they're coming after that too. Okay? It has to be people to people, peer to peer. That's why I did a show with John Snison. It's called OuterNet. OUTERR.net. That is, and I tested it with him. It's kind of an IPFS thing, you know. But the more you have of this where you can have live video chat that goes direct peer-to-peer that you can't stop, censor, record, okay? And I'm like, cool. You know, you get this all done, I'll move to that. It's all coming, okay? I get it. But there's a mentality. There's a mechanism. There's a desire. There's an intent. Once you realize what their intent is, they're going to do it. One way or another, they're doing it. And I know why. Cause they can. And they will do it until they can't. And the only way that they can't is you physically stop them or you just turn your back. You just go, nope, you're not meeting the minimum requirement of, you know, not being my buyer. Let me finish. And then you can go, scoop. Nikki Haley and Jamie Dimon hold private convos on the economy. When I got Jamie Dimon, you know, J.P. Morgan, CEO, endorsing Nikki Haley, guess who I know is a bad guy, okay? So, you know, I'm like, oh, next! Man. You know, what she was a warmonger and wants to blow up everything anyway. This is a good headline. This tells you everything. And this is from Vice, of, you know, all places. Crypto crashed, and everyone's in jail. Investors think it's coming back anyway, okay? Because that's what they do. They manipulate the price, and they do everything they can to do that, like ETFs and bringing in, turning crypto into paper, like they did gold and silver and futures contracts of ETF crap, okay? So they're doing the same thing with crypto. Why? Because it's the same kind of threat that precious metals is. So they have to turn it into paper. And they put any and everybody that knows that and are doing something else or making it more anonymous or private or have an exchange with, they put them all in jail. Okay? This is what they did with Ian Freeman, owner of LRN, the network we're on, you know, Free Talk Live network across the planet, of which, you know, they carved it. I took Mondays. So I'm on, you know, Free Talk Live network on Genesis. So we have a Genesis show every Monday. You know, I'll take the best of whatever from the week, and I'll create a nice little package with all the commercial and the rejoining breaks and music and make it pretty. Takes me about 4 hours to do it. Now, I bring that together. Boom. That goes out on Mondays, okay? 100, however many freaking affiliates that they had, because they wanted to maintain that. So this is going to be the push against any and everybody challenging them shoehorning the bank monetary system into crypto. And it's going to be anything other than their central bank digital currency or approved exchanges with ETFs of Bitcoin of whatever. That right there, they're going to support that like you wouldn't believe as long as they are compliers. Anybody that doesn't comply, we're going to freaking arrest your butt and take your crap, which is what's going on. So this is just another one of the up and down, up and down, up and down. So what is crypto going to do? I don't know. If they, them, those can come after it, they are. This is a perfect example of it. So I need a crypto that doesn't care. I don't care. You got to do what you want. It's people's money. We're out doing whatever, which there's a bunch coming up. So I'm just like, yeah, in the long run, we're all, freedom's always a threat. Freedom's the answer. What's the question? You know, but it's not like we don't have a headwind, okay? Nikki Strangeglove, how I learned to stop worrying and love the bomb. So it's all about Nikki wanting to be, just go to war. There's what we're not hearing a lot about, and as interesting as hell to me, is that there are 53rd attack on U.S. troops in the Middle East. Now, there are about 10, I didn't know this until I did this show about pipelines, with this one author, her name was Charlotte Denick, something like that. She wrote a book, Pipelines, and that was an interesting show. That was one I sent to the Genesis Network, because what it was about, that and Christina Tobin doing the presidential third-party independent debates with Jimmy Dore. You know, and that was a good interview. So I combined those two and put those up. But the pipeline one was about all the pipelines since World War II, since World War I. You know, this whole thing, and they got pipelines going across the desert above ground. Oh, yeah, that's safe. And it's like the Lawrence of Arabia just blows up rail lines, and, you know, and your Ottoman Empire doesn't get to go around. So I'm going, how stupid is this? So they have to get warlords to protect it. That's what, you know, Afghanistan and working with the Taliban. But you have some people, they don't care. You know, I blow up your pipeline anyway. Well, you miss out all this money. Don't care. Don't care. You guys all suck. You don't care. So how they're protecting these pipelines and what kind of negotiations they got. And you got China and their Silk Belt Road, whatever the hell thing. So I'm going, this is a bunch of countries, or is it countries? Is it just they, them, those? Is it corporations? Is it? It's all the same thing. Say them, those, won't leave me alone. So they want to have from the Indian Ocean all the way to the Mediterranean, basically. Caspian Sea's in there, they get to Odessa, they get, you know, the Black Sea, they get blah, 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 blah. They went from the Indian Ocean into Europe. That's what's going on. And wherever they put these pipelines, that's what's going to happen. And what she's was saying is, she goes, throughout the decades, generations, that's what this, all these wars, all these flashpoints, all this manipulation, all this social and economic engineering is around that. The flow of energy. Nordstrom, boom, can't be getting it from Russia. You know, he blew up his own pipeline, you know, so saith the CIA. So I just, but what are you not hearing? All these attacks, I'm looking, there's at least 10 military, U.S. military bases in Syria. Oh, they got rocketed. You think? You know, I just, this, they're guaranteeing us get, because what's Syria? Supported by Russia. They're just trying to egg them on. Egg them on, egg them on, egg them on, egg them on. You know, this is, and then here we hear fear, uncertainty, and doubt. All the J6, they got more J6 attendees that the FBI's got to kick in doors. Oh, and you too. Boom. And your little dog. You know? So this is just going to keep on going. Let's see. Then I know Frank is going to want to go on about the Marvels and, you know, Brie Larson and the trashing.
No. There's something about that.
No, it's the number one movie.
Bigger than you.
No, it's the number one movie. Number one. Let me finish. It's the
when
number,
you hear it,
it's the number
laugh.
One movie directed by a black woman, okay? But it's the worst of whatever. So we'll get into that. Hold on.
I don't want to get into that. There's something else you're going to have.
All right, well, then you wait on that, because I'll never
get
through this. All right. CBDC, hell, here it comes. You know, it's going to be, you know, central bank digital currencies and get over it, and we'll see how that goes. Then the globalist vision of the 15-minute cities. Now, these are going to be like little prison cities, and they definitely are planning here in Arizona. And where we're, you know, the other land that Donna's going to go look at now is a little bit further than the other one that we have, but it's really more away from, you know, county headquarters. I mean, it's out the, we're on the edge, it's where the pavement ends. I mean, it's like, I mean, damn, could we get any further away and still be in the county? Do they really want to go out? Yes, they do. You are not allowed to be an example or to violate what they want, which is this 15-minute city thing. And it's not about 15-minute city. Hell, where we lived on our, you know, 2 acres up in Northwest Phoenix by Arrowhead, I had freaking, within 5 minutes, I had Harbor Freight, Home Depot, Lowe's, and, you know, Walmart, and everything I ever needed anyway. So I'm going, oh, that's my 15-minute city. But no, there's a 15-minute from you wall. You are, no, you may have everything you want, but you're not allowed to leave because you got everything you want. You know, you're not. So this 15-minute city isn't for convenience, it's for imprisonment. So I just, FYI. So we're going to have that to fight here. Here it comes. Then we have the Mayorkas, which was the secretary, Department of Homeland Security secretary, that's been charged with, you know, how come you're not protecting us from the immigrant invasion of blah, blah, blah. So Marjorie Taylor Greene puts him up for impeachment, and then you get 8 Republicans joined with the Democrats that, no, he's fine, he's not. What? So there's something going on behind the scenes there, which he outed, which was interesting. Thank you. And let's see. Oh, all right, audience, here it goes. Okay, we're almost done. The QAnon shaman, Jacob Chainsley, 35, files paperwork to run for Congress as a Libertarian in Arizona. No.
Arizona?
Yeah. You know? We're going to have us some fun. So this is, you know, with my J6 stuff and everything, of course, you know, we'll make sure we have them on the show, and that'll be fun. That'd be fun. Okay. See, Iceland, they're going to get nailed. Let's see. Here's an ex-porn star named Mia Khalifa. So maybe Frank will check her out. They have the same first name as his girlfriend. So ex-porn star Mia is slammed after repeating her bizarre claim, because she said this. Now, just a short little TikTok. It's making all over the world. What she said was, they go to her, do you feel that you're selling your body and selling and degrading the women of selling and whatever? And she goes, you know, doing fans-only pages is a lot less, you know, slavery-oriented than selling your body to the U.S. Army. She goes, man, you join the Army, you want to talk about slave? And, she goes, you know, I'd rather do porn than be in the Army. Well, they ain't like that, none too much, you know? Nope, you're not allowed to say that. So, anyway, that's the highlights of, but you can see, you know, from me doing what's at the top? What am I most interested in? Musk confirms license Starship to launch Friday. Woo! And all the other stuff can suck it. I don't care. You know? All right, Donna, report back, baby. So she's on her way to look at some land. So this is how I'm seeing the world. So we're doing it. We're ready to, you know, pounce on it. I didn't want to focus on the land. We wanted to identify the valley where we wanted to be. So we got that. Yeah, just let it go. I got it. So then I'm going, okay, this is for a lot of reasons right here. So then we start drilling down. All right, we want to do this. But then interest rates go up, you know. Now, fortunately, we'll be able to probably just pay cash for it. It's not, you know, a gazillion dollars. We, you know, get the land. But the deals and how we want to massage and how you can cut it up and, you know, how many lots there and whether you can do, you know, you have to have 5 acres per thing or an acre or 20 or, you know, all this kind of stuff is in negotiation and pricing and whether you got water or this, whatever. So we're dealing with that. But I wanted to wait until now we were ready to, doesn't matter. Because things are so fluid, and so the reason the property is dropping in price here on land is because, one, they want to limit, you know, about how you do your wells. The interest rates are going really high. The monthly payment of, oh, my God, and whatever. So the pressure is going down. At the same time that crypto, when we first got here, Bitcoin was 27,000. Now it's down to 35,000, 36,000. So I'd wait on that. So what happens? The land drops already, like at least 30%. 30%, that goes down, assets go up here. I'm glad I didn't buy last August, you feel me? So this is, you can see it coming, but what are they going to do? As the land goes down, there will be some great no low interest info goes to Vanguard, BlackRock, and buy some more land and property. They're going to come in with cash printed up by, you know, Uncle Sam or Federal Reserve, and they're going to be buying up pennies on the dollar, but stuff. I saw it happen before. It was called the savings and loan crash in the late 80s. By the early 90s, they were selling pennies on the dollar for big developments, golf courses, you know, commercial buildings, right? And the commercial buildings, oh, I thought that was going to happen in 09. That was the reason in 07 that I got my real estate license, that, you know, I'm inactive. I just wanted to, you know, get it, because I had 6 weeks between radio stations and nothing to do. So I did that, and I'm going, look, my forte is going to be all these commercial properties. I go, when this happens, I know where to buy. I know, you know, what is going to be of value in the future in the Valley of God. I had that confidence. What I didn't know is that the banks were just going to put it on the back burner on their books and sit over here. We're not playing with that. We're going to wait. Well, they can't wait anymore. And with all the WeWork bankruptcy, all this vacancy in property, all this lockdown telecommuting of whatever the hell, they got enormous vacancies all over the country, the world, you know, certainly in this country. So now commercial real estate are turning malls into, you know, assisted living for seniors or whatever, which is a good idea, I thought. But so this is what's coming. It's a crash, and the banks aren't going to survive this without some money from you. And then there goes the debt more. You know, $30 trillion, $50 trillion, $250 trillion. Now, what's the difference? Pretty soon you're talking real money you can ignore. So this is happening. So what am I looking at? Man, I just want to be able to survive and thrive. I'll take care of it. I got communication, I got solar, we got water, we have start building, and I got filling my time.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Who listens to radio at night? EMTs, truck drivers, law enforcement, and many other hardworking people just like you, buying products and services from companies just like yours. Many companies owe their success to radio. It's the engaging medium. Call 877-996-4327 or email advertise@gcnlive.com. That's advertise@gcnlive.com.